Prominent man like those, they can't go up on crooked like that.
How did you know that same mess? Wondering this excess profits tax is going to catch you.
Not yet. I'm third yet. Mr. President, is there any background you can give us about the flood line of Martinique?
About what?
About the flood line of Martinique.
We got absolutely nothing from people we hadn't a couple of hours ago from France in regard to that story. So I just hesitate to talk about it. We've had nothing.
Mr. President, you had a lengthy conversation, I think, with the Attorney General, and I believe Mr. Wells was in part of the time. Could you tell us about that?
Well, I guess it just happened, Stan, that he came in after the Attorney General had left about the same time he went out. No connection.
Mr. President, last Friday, following the press conference, and the day of the announcement of the mutual aid pact, you saw a delegation from the British Embassy, also a delegation from the Committee to Defend America by aiding the Allies, and then a cabinet meeting. Is there anything you can tell us here since the July press conference?
Except, pure coincidence, that's all.
Mr. President, I'm reading the Washington Post this morning.
Yeah, I never heard of it before, and I haven't since.
Is there any news out on the
line? I don't think any news out at all.
Mr. President, three governors from the Midwest were in here today. Were you able to give them any assurances that more defense industries will go to the interior?
They've seen several of the people on the defense council. I think they've seen the Army and the Navy. And I think they were completely reassured on the subject of our building up facilities in the central part of the country as fast as we can do so without loss of time. And let me talk to you just for a minute off the record on that. Some of you went along yesterday and saw the Martin plant just outside of Baltimore. Question came up, this is off the record, it's just for background. Question came up a little while ago as to adding to the Martin bomber output. And we all of us wanted put the necessary addition to plants, which meant doubling the plant, want to put the addition somewhere out in the middle earth. And then came a question of time. And the production experts believe that to double the plant by putting the other part of it out west under the same management would cost several months in time of starting production over building another unit within a mile of the old plant. Well, that happened to be the decision on that particular case, that particular company. It's a question of administration, management, and so forth. In the case of some other company, the experts decided that they wouldn't lose time by going out to the Middle West. There were a great many management factors that none of us understand. We have to take the word of management experts. It was felt in this particular case that we saw yesterday, we started to build the other plant just 1 mile from the old plant. In the case of the North American and the Curtis factory, and I think the Volkee, like one or two others, they felt there'd be no loss of time in putting new plants instead of at the old place and putting them at some new point in the Middle West. So each case is being taken up on the merits of the individual case with the objective of putting as many new plants in safer places than they would be on either the East Coast or the Pacific Coast. There being certain exceptions to the general rule like the one we saw yesterday.
That's all right.
Huh?
Well, that's all right.
No, I think not, because that brings in an individual plant. I'm just telling you this to give you an idea of how they're going about it and the why for it.
Yes, that's
all right.
Has there been any disposition on the part of the owners of these plants to insist on the East and West Coast? I mean, they say that they freight rates and the train personnel are not available.
I think very little, Pete. Very little. They've been very cooperative, and it's been decided on the whole, on the merits, and not only on the merits, but with the approval of the plants themselves, the company.
President, go back to the draft director
in a minute. I can't tell you any name, don't tell me anything. We ought to get to him.
Do you have any general
observations
to make
about your trip
yesterday?
Nothing more than I told the boys yesterday that what is going to, we are trying to, as a general proposition, to avoid changes in all kinds of things after the contract has been left. In other words, when we decide on a light tank, keep on building light tanks as the plan that is decided on, rather than to make minor changes every 2 or 3 weeks after the order's been given. Get production.
Monday.